There's a national Arts and Humanities Month, which is October, and WISE across the United States celebrate through Arts Week, and it's the first full week in October. And it's an initiative of the Y that promotes the power of art to educate and inspire the community. It's for all ages, and we'll have things that are specific to different age groups. We have an art contest that goes from ages 2 to 17, and then we have it broken down into age groups for voting. And then we have some hands-on art things for kids to do. And then for the older kids, teens, and adults, there are things they can listen to music. We'll have Casey Cantrell. He's our guitar instructor. And he comes in during Art Week and does some extra things and plays the guitar and sings. And we'll have some rhythm instruments for the kids to try out while he's performing. We'll also have for the adults and teens some henna application, so they'll get to try that out. For the kids, we have face painting. And another thing that really brings a lot of the adults in is we'll have a silent art auction with items that have been donated by local artists. And we'll also have like a gallery show. Some of the items are not actually up for auction. They're just for viewing.
So breaking this down kind of day by day, I'm going to say today because this will air Monday. So,
okay.
So today you start with kind of an all ages project. It says they're from 5:30 to 7:30 tonight.
Well, there's going to be a couple of different things going on. In our youth center, one of our art instructors will be in there, and the kids are going to be working on a mural that's going to go on a wall in the in our youth and family center. Each of the kids that want to participate will get a square of the mural that they'll get to color and make their own, and then they'll put them all together up on the wall. And then in our child watch area for the littler kids, they'll have some things, some hands-on art projects for them to do as well.
And then Tuesday, it says here, is kind of a focus on music and movement. And as you mentioned, Casey Cantrell, who teaches guitar, will be performing. And it looks like also some other guest performances.
Yeah, some of his students will also be with him. He usually gets the crowd going, and they sing some folk songs and things together. And the kids really enjoy it because we let them try some instruments and things. And then our little 3 to 5 year old ballerinas will come up and do their little show, and that's always really fun to watch. They really enjoy performing.
And then on Wednesday, looks like you have the gallery night you were talking about.
Yes, that's a really fun night. We have a lot of people come through just to look at the different artwork, and you'll see, like, on one wall it'll be art contest pictures and other projects. So you'll see the work of little kids who are just exploring art, and then it goes all the way up to some really good artists. I know we have some things coming in. Felicia Olin, who is a local artist who's done quite a bit, she's put work in our show every year that we've done this, and it's something that people really enjoy looking at.
And then Thursday will be the last day, correct?
Well, Friday is, we do wrap things up on Friday.
Okay.
As far as the auction and the contests and everything. And then we also have a mural that'll be painted throughout the week on our front windows. And that will be painted by some of our art staff. And so throughout the week, people will be able to see the progression of that. And it'll be done by Friday. And then Friday is also when we wrap up the voting for our contests and for the bidding.
So then Thursday, there will be another event, though, it looks like. People can come in and get tips on Halloween costumes.
Well, it's on the makeup portion of it. One of our art instructors, her name is Mary. She will be showing people how to use the liquid latex to make, like, wounds and things like that, and talk to them about just the use of color and how to apply the makeup properly and stuff. She's worked with our drama camps over the years and worked on the makeup for that and taught the kids a lot, and they really, really enjoy it. Also on Thursday, it looks like it's being finalized still, but it looks like we're going to have a professional pumpkin carver come in, so we can see him work as well.
I'm speaking with Lisa Parfit. She's with the YMCA in Springfield, and we're talking about the art week that they have planned for this week. But I also wanted to ask you about the Arts and Humanity program more generally. Probably a lot of people think of the YMCA as a place to go to work out, maybe swim, but it looks like you guys really do a lot for the community when it comes to arts, especially for kids with the programs over the summer, et cetera. Can you just tell us a little bit about that side of things?
Sure. We offer things for kids and adults, actually. We have guitar lessons, and we do those in a small group setting, and that we have for kids and adults. And then we also have for kids and adults sign language. Our instructor, he's deaf, and he works really well, and he wants to just teach other people how to communicate with deaf people. And so he's been working with us for quite a few years. And then as far as hands-on art, we offer a variety of classes from starting with the age of two, and they just explore different types of art, color, things like that, and they get messy and parents don't have to clean it up, so that's always a plus. And then we just move up from there and they learn more as they go on.
And it looks like classes too can involve anything kind of from, I've seen classes that involve cooking with kids.
Yes. Over the summer we have week after week of specialty camps. And so the kids can really focus on, you know, what makes them tick. And we have everything from cooking, and we do that with the younger kids, and then with an older group. The older kids get to focus more on the actual using the stove and things like that. But, you know, safety is always first. We also have hands-on art, with visual art projects, and they do group and individual projects. We have drama in the summer, which is a huge thing. We go for 2 weeks with the drama camp, and then we have another camp going on simultaneously that does the behind-the-scenes work. So those kids get to work on the sets and makeup and all of those things.
As far as Arts Week this week, anyone in the public is
open to everyone, yes. And I need to point out that the things that we talked about will be at our downtown facility at 701 South 4th Street. Our Carasotis facility is going to do some things on a much smaller scale. Just Kim, who is over there, she's going to be doing some things with the kids who come into the Child Watch area and our youth that drop in.